So why are you running after the forward risk?
The man is running after the forward. Not too intelligent. So if I give you that money too, who knows what you're going to do? Maybe you're going to come from New Jersey to New York with 50 airplanes that time. Yeah, the ego is same. The ego is same on everyone. Yeah? The characteristics of ego is same. That's ego, nothing else. If you don't have reins on your ego to control that ego, same thing. What Nemrut has, I have it, you have it. Same ego. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who's holding our reins, if they let it go, we become worse than Nemrut. We become worse than Abu Jahl. We become worse than any other creatures that we don't like it now. That's the characteristics of ego. If you don't know that, you are in big trouble. If you just give one something to your ego to say, well, my ego is better than this one, you already lost it. That's how shaitan is doing. Understand? The world came to the end. The judgment day is near. The mankind is running after the dirtiness of the world. Young, old, everyone running top speed. Is that what we got from Sahabi? Is that the lifestyle that the Sahabi was living? No. They were not doing a nice life like that. They give everything. They didn't run after to pull leg again. They had so many Sahabis. They were the richest ones. They give. And they live like that until they die. But the arrogant and stubborn ones around them, unbelievers, that's how they live too. Once we lost, if we lose the way, if we lose the compass, if we lose the main road, Sirat-ul Mustaqim, we're going to become same. Call yourself Sufi or Muslim or Hindu or whatever you're calling yourself, call. If you are not controlling your ego, either you're worshipping to Allah or worshipping to your ego. If the man is running to do what his ego wants it, he is not a servant. He cannot be a servant. You can be only servant to one place, not two. You cannot be servant to Allah and to your ego at the same time. But the problem is, who speaks about ego? Where they speak about ego now? The Christians or Jews or Muslims or other tariqas? No. They're only talking enjoy yourself, meaning enjoy your ego. Nothing else. Give enjoyment to your ego. They're not talking about to teach you, to tell us, to teach us who's the enemy. This mankind, nobody is going to say now that 21st century men reached to perfection, they lost everything. So that we know, it's open. They may have built so many buildings and so many cars, and they may reach to the peak of the technology, but the technology is not making the man to become a man. So how we lost? The mankind lost. If you don't believe me, how they lost it? Look at the television, what's happening in the world? Eating each other, worlds. One guru trying to destroy other gurus. Doesn't matter what they call themselves. Under whatever the name is. The whole world is in war. That's what you call perfection. At least in the old days they were going to a war too. But they were fighting like a man. Man to man. One to one. Saying, I am challenging you. You are challenging me? Let's go. Let's see who brings the other one down. So you were sharing the power. Now, they're sitting in the cocktail parties and pressing buttons and destroying villages on the other side. That's what you call civilization? Is that what the man is aiming to reach? So why are you stopping North Korea? Let them to press the button too. Everyone. Whoever has it, eat each other. Soon that's what they're going to do. Sit and wait. Look what's going to happen to this world. Those who call themselves civilized ones, those who's attacking Islam, those who's attacking those people that they're staying on Sirat al-Mustaqim, and they are holding tightly to the way of Allah and His Prophet. They are holding tightly, fighting against their ego. Look what is happening to those soon. You have fear? No. If the atom falls into this city, it will not touch me. I'm challenging them. I'm a big servant of Allah. I can go inside where the atom is. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa. With that faith, I come out on the other side, nothing touches. Because nur, light, from that nur, the nar cannot pass. The fire, impossible to pass the nur to touch you that time. That is faith. And that faith, you can only get following the footsteps of the Holy Prophet, alayhi sallam. No other way. No other prophet has the recipe anymore to Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam leave that secret to Sultan al-Awliya. Everywhere. Sheikhs, imams, this, yogi, hogi, guru, all kinds of everywhere. Everything is for ego. Self-discipline. What self-discipline? You're trying to discipline the body, and you're going doing whatever your ego wants, what kind of discipline is that? Isn't it? They eat, they drink, they do all kinds of wrong activities. So what kind of discipline is that? Disciplining to say, can you able to fast? Not to fast to lose your way, to say, Allah put it this hand on me and Allah gave me order that I'm not going to eat and drink. That is going to stand there, and I'm not going to eat, and I'm not going to drink. That is the time you are proving that you have a willpower in your hand. That means your ego, the reins of your ego, is the one's first step, is showing that it is under your, in your control. Because you have a willpower to say, my ego, you want that, but I'm not giving it to you. Not to anything. Eating, drinking all the time, and later running everywhere, everyone runs everywhere, they do everything, especially in America. Muslims has no limits too. What Americans they do, they run to do same way, later, well, we are the best of the Muslims, mashallah. What kind of Muslim you are? Moderate Muslims. We are moderate Muslims. Don't you see? We put modernization to our life. So you lost the way of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. You can scream much as you want. You can have not one, not 10,000, not 10 million. You can have 100 million people following you. You lost the way. Because the role models are there. We are watching the role models. No one can change that. It's there. Allah put it there for us to see. And we are seeing. Their lifestyle and everything that we are watching, how they live, what they did, why they live. Do they live for their ego, or they live for Allah's sake? Once we understand that, that time, yeah, we have so much now. They had so much that time too. In the time of Osman radiallahu anh, the Baytul Mal was so rich that they were giving money to Christian people too. Today Muslims are begging from Christians. That time Muslims, they were giving money to the Christians for free, not taking back. Because they said, what we give for Allah, we don't take back. Take it and go. That's what you want. So that is what we were running. That's what we were holding. We drop all that. We turn around. We follow them step by step. Every hole that they are entering, we are entering. Later we are claiming we are the best of the Muslims and put something new on top of it to say we are moderate Muslims. MashaAllah, moderate. Don't you hear? The hutbah of the Holy Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, is giving the last sermon saying, today Allah has completed your religion. That is the ayat. Your religion is complete. There is nothing that you can put in it. Your religion has complete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed your religion. And He put the laws and the rules on you. And you have to live according to that. If you are passing beyond that, you are breaking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this time we have to live like not this time. Allah didn't know that we're going to reach to this time. Or He's not seeing now. Is He sleeping? You think Allah? Not seeing? Or He's busy with something else? When you lose your ways, Holy Prophet saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the worst ones among you and He will make them to be your rulers, and they will bring you to more deep troubles. And when you become arrogant and stubborn ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the worst ones among you and makes them to become your scholars. That time you're thinking that you are following the right ways, but you're following the shaitans. When you reach to that time, Holy Prophet saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, ahir zaman, the ahir of ahir, you're going to go enter into their masjids, and their masjids they're going to build so beautifully. They're going to have so much beautiful designs in it. But you're not going to find believers among them. Don't sit with them. Don't talk to them. Don't give salam to them. I'm not saying this. Holy Prophet said, when you're going to go to the masjids of Allah and you're going to see them, they only greeting each other when they know each other and they are talking only world matters in those masjids, don't associate with them. This is what they're doing today. By force they go to a masjid once a week, they love you. By force, who knows what kind of pressure is coming to them to think to go at least for a Jummah. And then they go to a Jummah last minute before the Azan is calling. They're running. They're not listening to hutbah. The one who gives hutbah is worse than them anyway. Asking money for them. And those ones saying, we're coming here to give money, we're running to find money. Imams, they only became beggars asking money. Gypsies. Building masjids. Who's going to build the masjids? Allah didn't tell you? Allah saying to us, the masjids of Allah built and maintained by believers, such a believers that they believe in judgment day, they keep the five principles of Islam. He's giving description to us. And He's saying to us, who's going to build the masjids? We are a community here. We need a masjid? Yes. We are going to build it. Not go to beg money from the Swiss, from other people to say, give us money and we are going to build masjid. What's going to come out from that masjid that time? You are going to own that masjid. Whoever gives you the money, that one is going to own the masjid. He is going to rule the masjid. Allah saying to us otherwise. This is not even hadith. There is hadith explaining to them. But this is the ayat. Open Surah Al-Tawbah and read. Everywhere. In hutbah place, muezzins, everyone asking money. So we lost the direction. And everyone has money on top of it. Say to the imam, why you are asking? Don't you have the money to rent, pay the rent? Say, yeah, but it's my money. Then why are you asking from others? This is what happened to us. This is what happened to Muslims. Yeah, masjids. There is empty buildings everywhere. Like churches everywhere, too. Empty buildings. Go to clubs tonight and look how full they are. You cannot enter inside. So the mankind lost their direction, all because of ego. It's nothing else. So it doesn't, it's not the matter of building masjid or not. You're building masjid, you have imam there, scholars, but what do you give them? You don't know the recipe. The people, you have to teach them, you have to show them what is ego. What ego wants, what Allah wants. If you are running toward what your ego wants, pray 50 times a day if you want, not 5 times. You belong to fire that time. How do we know that? The time of Sahabi, it happened again. There was some that they were among the believers in Medina. And one time Prophet ﷺ points someone saying, this one is in hellfire. And another Sahabi is watching, knowing that one that is doing so much activity, and he is thinking, saying, how Prophet is saying that, that this one is a hellfire, in hellfire, that although that he's doing so many good things. He's thinking. Then they went to a war, the Uhud war. And he came out, he went to the war, and he was fighting so bravely. And when they were fighting, that Sahabi next to him, just split second they found time to talk, and he says to him, mashallah to you, you are fighting so bravely for the sake of Islam. He said to him, how fool you are, I am fighting for myself. He says, why are you doing this? He says, don't you see? I have so many stores in Medina. If these unbelievers, they enter to Medina, they're going to take my stores away too. That's why I'm fighting. He said, oh, that's why Prophet said this to you about you. Before he finished, the spear came, hit that one, and he pulled on and he died. He went as an unbeliever. Come. Fighting among the sides of the believers. After the war, Prophet circling around, he came to that one and pointing, saying, this one is in hellfire. And that Sahabi jumped, saying, you are right, Ya Rasulallah. And the Prophet saying to him, say, Sahabi is surprised, saying, he's approving what Prophet says, definitely he's right. And he says, say to them. And he started explaining, saying, Ya Rasulallah, when you say this time that this one is in hellfire, I almost have a suspicion about you, because I was watching every activity this one was doing, and he was doing so much good work, and I thought that there is something wrong somewhere. But in the war, before he died, I asked him and I congratulated him, and he said to me that I was stupid, that he's fighting for his own wealth. Yeah, he says, now you see. So now we see. If we don't love Allah and His Prophet more than anything else that we have not reached the complete faith. Umar radiallahu anh came to the presence of the Holy Prophet ﷺ one day, and he looked at the Prophet. Prophet ﷺ is going from different station every day, so it's different beauty, different attraction coming from him, saying to Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, I love you more than anything in this world except myself. The Prophet said to him, Ya Umar, if you don't love me more than yourself too, you have not reached to complete faith. Instantly he said, I love you more than that, Ya Rasulallah. Allah is making that rehearsal to happen for us to understand. Umar loved Prophet more than himself, definitely. That's why he was standing in front of him always in the war. For if something happens, for him to die first. That shows that he put his life in front of the Prophet. But Allah made that speech to happen for us to understand that who we're going to love, and how much we're going to love, and how much we have to sacrifice. So if you don't know who we're going to love, we're going to love the wrong ones. And the love, once the love is there, you're always going to find excuse. Excuse. Because the love makes people to give excuse, but you're going to give excuse for the wrong things that time. So the priority, you must keep the love of Allah and love of His Prophet in your heart. Then after the love of Evliya Allah, those who loves Prophet and Allah. If you keep that way, slowly, then you may, okay, you reach to other areas. Now, you can put so many other loves in it. But if you change it, then Shaitan is going to enter from somewhere, somehow, knock you down. With that love, you will become blindfold, and you run top speed to the cliff, and you may fall down from it. So the priority is Allah. We must keep Allah priority. Doesn't matter what is the time, what is the nation, where we are living, and leave all that. First thing is Islam. We must take that and to apply to our life. Don't let them to fool you. It's a new generation now. New ways, they fooling young generation, saying, my son, you are young, live your life. My daughter, you are young, live your life. Later what? I went through with that. Don't think that I came like, no, I went through with this. My mother, she never liked it, my beard. My mother, she never liked it, my turban. She's saying to me, my son, you're still young, live your life later. I said, mother, what life you talking about? I'm already living my life. Alhamdulillah, my father was good one, and he was my role model. I didn't take my mother as a role model. If I would have took my mother as a role model, today I would be a homeboy, sitting next to my mother, maybe, yes. But alhamdulillah. Didn't she love me? Of course she loved me. Of course she was loving me. She was doing it under the name of the love. Then finally, one day I was fed up, going back and forth visiting her. Every time talking about my beard, I said to her, one more time you speak about my beard, I will never come to see you again too. I show you who I love more. I said, I love Prophet, I love Evliya Allah, I love my father more than you. Because they were following this way. You speak one more time about my beard, I will not come to give you salam too. Now you know what I say, what I do. She says, okay. Alhamdulillah. The poor lady, she went through so much problems, but I had to do that. And I said to her, and maybe 20 years now she's not bothering me. Alhamdulillah. Now she said, very good. She likes it. Now. I said, you like this picture, mommy? Yes. Hang it up there to the wall. So, that's what we have to know. That love, yes, if you don't have no direction to do love, if you don't know where to turn that love and how to hold that direction, then you're going to lose it. We're going to lose it. That's what's happening. That's what's happening to us. To this community, to Muslims in this country, and the Muslim general everywhere. Because we lost our compass, we lost our role models. We don't know who is our role models. We're watching television. So many Muslims, they watch television and they have movie stars as a role model. Movie star? How foolish is that? Whole bunch of, let me not say because we're recording, excuse me. Movie star? What star? The people that they work in the, let me not say, you know what? Better than those, at least they're working to earn money. These ones, they're running for their ego 24 hours a day. Sitting and watching those, spending your time for nothing. What are you going to get from those ones? Whatever they have, it may jump on you. You're going to like something somewhere, At least you're going to say in one movie, this one is a good guy, this one is a bad guy. So you're going to choose a side. We must wake up to our own self. They're not going to stop the Yahudis and these shaitans that controlling all media. They're not going to stop putting poisons to us. We have to stop them. I went so many Hasidic people's house, Hasidic Yahudis. They don't have television in their house. Why you think is that? They know what kind of poison they are putting there. They don't want to poison their own children. But they say to us, yes, come, I give you free television. That's what they did to the third world countries. They didn't brought anything to the villages or nothing, but they brought electricity first, they bring television, they give them free. Say, so sit and watch. So they destroy everything, all kinds of lifestyle, family lifestyle, to everything, they destroyed it. Now we say, what happened? The world became terrorists, of course. That kind of generation you raise, that kind of schools you have, and that kind of people you raise, that's what is going to happen. Wars is waiting, because they're training wars now. Wars means. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ve min Allah'u tevfik, ve hürmeti habib, ve hürmeti fatiha. Maghrib is entering. Anybody who's fasting, break your fast, and inshallah, we will pray the Maghrib.